City Avenue.
The sanitary sewer replacement, Bridge Street, Baltimore, Wyoming, and Lafayette. On Baltimore, we are also replacing the water main.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, this one's going to be fast tracked.
Good, good. The next one I hope is fast tracked too. The next one, which I think we're all excited over because this money was bonded
right
a while ago, 2021-325, and that's awarding the contract for the Ventnor City Beach Patrol headquarters to R. Wilkinson and Sons Construction, not to exceed $755,000. This is in our capital.
It is.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And this is long overdue because from the outside it looks nice. But if you go in the inside, the ceiling might cave in on
you. I'm not so sure what you're looking at. It looks nice.
Well,
it's not,
well, I mean, it looks nice from a distance.
The shingles are falling off.
When you get close and see the screens, yeah. But when you go inside,
it's not a good.
It's not even. It's not a safe
long
building.
Overdue.
Yes.
This building is designed to.
We should post the pictures of it, the design of it.
Yeah.
On our website.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to bring it up, but I don't have the email with me.
Yeah.
The style and finishes are going to match. Just briefly, the style and finishes are going to match the pier building, and I think the function of the building has been group designed by the Beach Patrol, by Ed, by the architect. Everybody had a lot of input on that. And it's going to be really an icon for the boardwalk. It's going to have it has a shed roof style that's going to be very unique, and a big logo of the Ventnor Beach Patrol on this, both sides. And it's going to be something that, just like the pier building, I think is going to match that kind of iconic. It looks like a public safety building, but in the style of the pier building.
Yeah, so it came out good. Bill McLeese did a nice job.
Good. I'm excited. The next is an add-on to our agenda. If anyone has the agenda in front of them, this is an add-on 2021-326. And this is a intergovernmental transfer for our police department, where a sheriff officer is coming over to be a Ventnor police officer, a gentleman by the name of Raymond Snyder. Okay, we'll go with that.
Yep.
Then we're going to have our approval of our bills and payroll that our CFO will give them to us. And the next is on the agenda is discussion items. Do we have any tonight? I didn't think so.
I don't. No. We brought
no that up. I'm going to talk. That's in our reports.
Okay.
I'll mention gotcha. That real quick.
All right, good.
All right, so now I'll open it to the public. This is for the public. If you'd like to speak on anything that I just mentioned, specifically the things we are going to vote on, that is the only thing that you can talk about or ask questions. So do I have a motion to the open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
You just got yelled at.
Exactly.
You just got yelled at.
Didn't they? And Maria.
All in favor? Aye.
All in, thank you. Anyone in the audience? It's only on the things we just discussed, not anything in general. We will have another portion at the end of the meeting. Okay? So if it's something that I went through and there's something you want to say about that, this is the time. Okay, that goes at the end. Okay?
As of right now, Mayor, we have nobody wishing to say anything.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Thank you. I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
My lord. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and call to order the regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have no minutes. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance 2021-021?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-021.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next ordinance introduction is 2021-022. Do I have a motion?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-022.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Roll call.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Abstain. We do not have any public hearings, and we do not have any adoptions. So the next is our resolutions that we will adopt by consent, and they are 2021-315 through through 2021-326. Do I have a motion to adopt these resolutions by consent?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Al, can you give us our bills and payrolls for this period?
Yes. The bill list for this period was $2,291,377.26. And payroll for this period was $618,282.23.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. The announcement of our safety report, it's noted in the minutes, so we do not read through that. So the next portion is commissioners' comments and reports. And I'll go first this time. I'll be quick. I had asked Al, thank you very much, because I got to play with numbers and I love my numbers. Mm-hmm. And actually, you all have a copy of it, Commissioner Kriebel.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Yep. And Lance, here, I wrote something.
I have it.
But I wrote down on
okay.
It. Okay.
Private notes from the man.
Anyway, what I asked for was revenue for the fish and pier beach badges, parking meter revenue, and the tennis court / pickleball. The comparison from last year, 2020, to this year, 2021. He also gave me back in the revenue of 2020, 2019, and 2018. And I am very excited to say from 2018 to 2021, our revenue has increased in those areas combined 43%, wow. Which is huge, huge. And there's a breakdown of the revenue from 2021 to 2020. By each area. The fish and pier had a 10% increase. Beach badges was 30%. Of course, we know that we increased the cost of them, which was long overdue. Parking meter revenue, and we were out and about.
And the number of meters, right?
Yeah.
And
the number of,
yeah, we dropped it.
We dropped it. Right.
But we still, yeah.
Right.
But there was more people out and about.
Right.
Yeah.
More per hour.
Right. And that increased, parking meter revenue increased 57% from last year to this year. And tennis court / pickleball from last year to this year increased 47%.
Yeah, the interesting one there is that in 2018, if you compare it over the years that we've kind of reformed that area from $16,000 to $43,000.
It's huge.
Triple.
Yeah.
Almost triple.
It's huge. And so I just wanted to bring that attention to the public because I think it's something that, and the total increase from 18 to 2021 is an increased dollar amount of $208,246,
which is probably close to a penny of tax
right.
So that's why I thought it was important.
Great. Good stuff.
That is all really I have to say at this point. That is something I wanted to bring. And thank you, Al, for getting that information to me so quickly today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I get excited to accomplish. Sorry, Commissioner Landgraf, do you have anything to say?
Just real quick, we're wrapping up the pier season for the pier master and all that. That'll wrap up probably this weekend, right, Ed? Sunday, yeah. The bathrooms will remain open, unlocked, till the end of the month. Right. Purposely. Yep. Good. So that's great. And that'll include the library as well. Public restrooms that are kind of available outside. And City Hall, they can't really get into use right now anyway.
No, right.
Other than that, that's kind of it. The projects that we're working on, we've got a couple other things going on right now. The county. So the Ventnor Avenue is not us. You guys know that. The public may not know that. Ventnor Avenue traffic signals is the county replacing them. They did them in the spring in Margate and Longport. Now they're moving through the fall through Ventnor. There'll be time. They'll be all managed by the county. But all that, those improvements and traffic jams are a result of the county work. Good work need to be done. And then they also decided to pave Wellington Avenue
today
and tomorrow. So
it's done.
Good.
Yeah. I drove right by on the way home today. Yeah. It's at the stripe, but it looks good.
And we have some paving projects ongoing and some construction projects throughout the city. So just be careful. Get out of the, stay out of the guy's way. Be careful driving around them. Hopefully they'll be done
at least
soon.
We don't do major construction in the summer months.
No.
Looks good. Thank you.
Commissioner Kriebel.
Two brief things. Remind everybody to go to the block party this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Lisa just reminded me. So good. Yes. Good job, Tim.
That's Saturday. There's going to be a nice turnout of booths and, of course, a beer garden in our empty lot there across from.
Somebody was asking me where it was.
Across from, that's actually changed.
Oh, actually uh-oh. Changed.
We're going to be in San Tucci's.
Oh.
Because the paperwork did not carry over from canceled date in May to now.
Oh.
San Tucci's has stepped in. They will be ready to.
Excellent.
Provide. Perfect.
Good.
So, to thank everybody there. Thank you.
Thank you to them. Absolutely.
For setting up their day.
And for you guys to.
Thank you.
Smooth that through. Well done. That's closer to my house. So that's it's important.
So
nice.
Talking about block party, I went to the Ocean City one.
Oh my God.
Saturday. 400 vendors.
Yeah. Tampa, the whole city.
I know. Well, that's good. That's great.
It'll be an extension of our awesome same thing we had with the farmers market.
Yeah.
And there are some vendors that were at in Ocean City great. That are coming to ours.
So we sold what the Andy and Peggy have already made.
Great.
Into our block party. It's going to be a wonderful time.
They're such a great team.
They're great, yeah.
They're good. So,
Scott and her team has done a great. Everybody, public works we met today. Everybody, fire, we're in the zone.
Good. Yeah. I'm excited.
Perfect.
I just got one more comment. Going back to the beach patrol and the need we have for improving their quarters. The statistics for 2001 came in, and I'm going to read June, August, and September. June had 70 rescues and 30 medicals. August had 85 rescues and 67 medicals. September, as the summer dies down, had 33 rescues and 23 medicals. July had 255 rescues and 86 medicals.
Wow.
So you combine all the holidays, the weekends, the weather, 255 in 30 days. That's a lot of work. So a total of for 4 months, 443 rescues, 206 medicals, 178 handicap transports, and 64 EMT medicals, which I've so along with that, we have the staff DMT, which has been a really great dovetail with the fire department, and the fire department's taking on the radios, which has been a huge asset. Before, years ago, they would have to call in walkie talkies to the headquarters. Headquarters would pick up a phone and call the dispatch. Dispatch would call.
Yeah, right.
Now
so, it's seamless.
Now it's seamless. Now they're all in the same channels, and fire department is taking on the responsibility of maintaining and keeping them all in the same channels, not just with Ventnor, but with Atlantic City and Margate as well.
Right. So. Talking about the beach, the pier, and just talking about closing out summer things. I like to do it earlier than later this year, do some brainstorming. I have a few ideas of different issues that we might have. Whether it's the blue mats, the showers, the chairs that people lock up, just different ideas. And I think I would like to brainstorm early in the year that if we're going to, for it to come to fruition, we have
now,
to do it early.
Now it's done.
We have to do it early.
So each year, just so you're aware, each year we add mats.
Right.
And we add showers, new showers. So each year we usually add, I think this year, Ernie, we're going to do two or three next year. So, and then the money, we don't directly use the money, but when someone develops a house on the waterfront,
right.
It's the
DEP requires them, CAF requires them to provide public access.
So they,
in lieu of that, through their own properties, they can provide funding to projects to the city. It goes into our general fund, but we still use it for these mats the showers and things like that. So,
but I had some ideas.
The mats, not the showers. It's not access.
Like the chairs that people seem to want to lock up and leave there overnight and stuff. So maybe
we created those corrals. You know that, right?
Yeah, but they still don't. They do it forever now, right?
Well, they've kind of stayed in those two streets, yeah.
Okay.
Once in a while, the bikes on the pier, that's they're locking those up. That creates a safety hazard in my brain.
And we discussed it, but it didn't come to fruition this year. The hours before we walked the bikes, people with the riders and the runners and walkers. That's something right. we got to get in place.
We didn't want to change that in the middle of the year.
Exactly.
We'll look at it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking ahead, and I think if we don't start thinking now, it won't happen.
No.
Right. Everything starts moving too fast.
You're right.
So we'll just deal with that later. All right?
Yeah. We'll sit down.
Something Chief Piaggi could probably work on for the next 3 months. That would be perfect.
We'll bring you in as a consultant.
Yeah, right.
Doug.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
But it just never seems
to. It's deja vu all over again.
Are we good?
I have one more thing.
Yes.
Suffolk Avenue. The ramp that's there.
Yes.
As of Monday will be closed down. There's still the same date. So the following week. It's 25th, I want to say. 25th. So the boardwalk will have a break in it, so you won't be able to get through there. They're going to take up the concrete ramp and the boardwalk crossing, and they're going to need access. So if you're riding, walking, you're going to have to go around that. You're going to have to come down onto the street and go around it to get back up on the boardwalk.
We should be ready for the morning to get response.
I'll get right on that. I'll get right on that. That's a high priority. That is a high priority.
Well, when we close the beach and boardwalk during COVID, to contact me, we did have someone from our neighboring city that wanted me to give him a detailed explanation of why we closed the boardwalk, and he wasn't a Ventnor taxpayer.
But we should, and we have posted that on our Facebook and our website. So just keep everybody in the loop.
You're so bad over this. So we're good?
Great.
Okay. So now we will open it to the public. This is the public portion where you can speak on anything. But before you speak, you come to the microphone, you state your name and your address, and to keep things limited, we give people about 3 minutes. If it's an issue that it's not going to be solved here, instead of going on and on and on, then you can meet with the appropriate commission, whether it be myself, Mr. Landgraf, Mr. Friedman.
Depending on the department.
Yeah,
depending on which department it's appropriate.
Yeah, so you can say what you have to say tonight, but we don't like to get into like a half hour dial. Okay, so do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Doug, there's no one out there, right?
Not right now. I'm just sending a message.
So you can come up to the microphone. Did you want to ask the question?
Come on up.
We just opened it up to the public.
You're the public.
You're the public. So we just opened it up to the public. So come up to the mic, state your name and address, and then you say whatever you like to ask.
Hi, my name is Linda Long Kramer. I live at 14 South Dorset Avenue, and I have a large problem with dog walkers. Now, I just put a brand new lawn in the front and the curbside appeal. I'll be doggone if those people go past my barrels, go past what I have blocked off, dog print deep, because the dirt's soft. And they walk along the curb, they peed on the whole thing and it's all white. I understand people like animals. I'm a rescue. I rescue cats. We've done 200 of them very successfully. We adopt out at PetSmart. But this is a problem. People really feel as though they have the right to take the dogs wherever they want and let them do it. And they leave the waste behind. Besides, I almost died when I saw that. Now, I don't know if they're doing it early in the morning or if they're doing it late at night. But I think maybe they should walk them on their own neighborhood. Do it there. I know dogs need to go for a walk, but they always seem to come and pick my property. What is it about my grass that they like?
I'm not
it's just
by.
Terrible. And it cost me a lot of money to do that. And I wanted to get rid of the curbside appeal and put cement in because I can't seem to control who's ever walking these dogs. And
so just so you, go ahead. Thank you, later.
Well, I posted curb your dog. I have the posters up right now that this is private property. You'll be persecuted. Everybody's going, try me. You know? We all know through COVID-19, there are a lot of people that feel as though I have rights, but not when it comes to that. This is a little bit of a destruction of property. So I wanted to present this to the town meeting, and maybe the town or you ladies and gentlemen can figure out something to kind of get these people to understand they can't do this. And I don't know, you can't tell a dog. The dog's only being natural, but doing his duty.
The hardest thing, honestly, is we try to do everything we can to benefit all the residents of Bettner, the people with dogs need exercise, homeowners, and it's your property. But not being negative Nelly, sometimes it doesn't matter what we put into law, people will do what they want. And that's the reality. It really is.
There are ordinances that prohibit, you know, dogs, you're leaving your dog waste on someone's property. If you see them, you get their names, you can file a complaint with our police department.
I haven't seen them yet, but they leave the dog prints in their waste behind, so I cleaned it up.
So what you should know is also is that area between the sidewalk and the curb is public property.
The governor strip that you mentioned
is public property.
Public property.
It is the homeowner's responsibility to maintain that area.
We do.
But that is public property. So I have a dog. I make sure Boomer walks on that side of me all the time, and I clean up whatever he does. Well, not if he pees, but it's hard to clean up. Right. But
I bring a spray bottle of water with me, so
do you really?
A lot of people are doing that.
I like that.
I'm just telling you.
Just
that's a good idea.
The poo that doesn't do it. It's the urine.
Right.
That's right.
So you want to do something.
Okay.
Bring a little spritz bottle with your thing of water and pour it on the spot.
I like that idea.
Exactly.
I like that idea. Okay.
We have signs right out here on the property of this beautiful building, City Hall. No, you know, signs.
And they still go on.
And
walk right on.
You do.
They go right on.
Doesn't care.
Right here, there's signs, you know, for the dogs and the little picture of the dog, not to do this or that, you know, little caricature things. Yeah, they put their dog, and they literally put the dog right on the lawn.
The township, I know property is expensive, and I know that space is limited. But Eggover Township has a dog walking park. And I know they have dog beach. There's nothing that you can do like that to accommodate these people.
And it doesn't, you know what?
Not everyone would use it.
It's just a thought.
It's just like we have bike lanes for on the street for people to use those lanes to bike ride, but they still want to go on the board.
I like what Margate did. That was sharp.
People are going to do. So even if we had a huge dog park that looked like Taj Mahal, trust me, people still will want to walk their dog freely on the street or...
For a while, we had a partner.
Well, if I see them, I'll try to scoop them away. And I mean, I'll try to be diplomatic about it, but I just put it in. The dirt is still soft. It had to be a big dog with the print sunk right in. And what a load of poopy he made.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Sorry.
I left it. So that was my thing. I just wanted to pass that along.
We can do reminders on our social media page. So we can do things.
I appreciate
the idea. I'll
post it on the Facebook page. I just don't have a word right now. I will post something on our police page just to give them little tips and tricks and trade. You know.
There's something about Dorset Avenue because it's so busy. Everybody said this is a great place to do it.
Coming from the Heights, too, is a lot more traffic that way.
Yeah, it just cost me so much money just to do it. And so I said, oh, God. And I called up the landscaper. I said, can you throw a little more grass? Not happening unless I pay more money. So forget it. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Bye-bye. Anyone else? Mike already was told he's not allowed to talk tonight. we're good.
I'm
teasing him. No one?
There is no one in the audience.
We don't have an executive session, correct?
No executive,
okay.
No executive
do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Aye.